Ripple effects from the Flint water crisis. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. One of the things Flint's water operators got in trouble for was falsifying records for saying the city was testing homes at the highest risk of having elevated lead levels when it was not. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports Flint is not the only city in the state that may have tested the wrong homes and underestimated lead in water.
The biggest culprit for high lead in tap water is the lead water pipes that connect a house to the water main. That's why cities are supposed to test those homes. In Battle Creek, more than 4,000 homes have lead pipes. But for 25 years, city officials didn't test the water at any of them. Perry Hart runs Battle Creek's water department.
So I followed my predecessor's sampling plans, submitted the results, and received the compliance letter. It was a case of if it's not broke, don't fix it.
He discovered the issue in the spring of 2016 after news of the Flint water crisis. He didn't panic, but he was concerned Battle Creek, a city with thousands of lead water lines it wasn't testing, could have an undetected problem. He called up his contact at the state's Department of Environmental Quality to ask her what he should do.
To use your term, the oh moment was when she sent me an email that defined what we were going to have to do. And there is a sentence in that email that I could almost quote you. The city of Battle Creek does not have and has never been compliant in the lead and copper rule. I mean, I should frame that thing and put it on the wall of my office because that's the old moment. But she was right.
And the thing is, no one with the state ever asked Battle Creek to prove that it was testing homes with lead pipes. In fact, none of the water system operators I've talked to said they could recall regulators asking them to prove it either.
Have they ever come to you and said, do you know you're doing this right?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, we haven't gotten any direct requests.
I have never been audited to see if that is true.
MDEQ, no.
They pretty much take us at our word.
Not to say we can't take these water managers at their word, but some cities could not produce records under the Freedom of Information Act to prove they're testing homes with lead water lines. Detroit has more lead lines than any other city in the state. A city attorney said providing that proof would cost Michigan Radio $12,000. A DEQ spokeswoman says the state didn't issue a monitoring violation to Battle Creek, but it did require the city to do much more sampling, especially focusing on homes with a lead pipe. And the good news is all of those water tests Battle Creek did came back far below the federal limits for lead. Even more good news, Battle Creek now has a 20-year plan to replace the city's lead pipes. If it wasn't for the Flint water crisis, there's next to no chance this city crew would be outside Rick Moore's house.
Honestly, I didn't know until I was listening to the radio. Oh yeah, there's being water work done on Cynthia Street between Stiles and Burge. And I'm like, oh, they're right in front of my house. That's awesome. Literally found out as I was pulling up.
What Moore found out 5 years after buying this house is that it had a lead service line. The water line coming into his basement is copper, but the part of the line that runs under the road out front is lead. Moore has two young kids. If he would have known that lead line was there, Moore says he probably would have gotten his water tested. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
Tomorrow in our series, several Michigan cities are making long-term plans to replace old lead water pipes that connect homes to the water main. But well-meaning water system operators can actually make lead exposure worse if they're not careful. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.